Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Turner Barber. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Nixon. Batting third. The right fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Boeckel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Kopf. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Miller. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Frank Miller. And now, play ball. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kopf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barber scores. Friberg moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Friberg scores. Krug goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-1 in the game. Callahan hits a pop-up towards first. Holke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel strikes out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friberg takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Friberg moves to third. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug strikes out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Gibson to Ford covering second. The throw back to home, and Friberg is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry misplays the ball. That's an error on Terry. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0-for-1 in the game. Boeckel hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kaufman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. Holke hits a fly ball towards center. Friberg catches it and throws to Terry, who relays to Barber to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-2 in the game. Callahan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Callahan reaches third base with a triple. Powell throws the ball into Gibson, who tags Callahan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Hollocker steals second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote now playing right field. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopff takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson bunts towards third. Krug picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krug. Ford scores. Kopff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kopff moves to third. Gibson moves to second. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friberg strikes out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Kopff, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Friberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0-for-2 in the game. Boeckel strikes out. Two outs. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-2 in the game. Holke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Heathcote reaches third base with a triple. O'Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heathcote scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holacher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christenbury pinch hits for Frank Miller. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McNamara now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freiberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kaufman, and towards Terry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Holacher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a line drive into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cruz, who is chasing the ball. O'Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNamara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 0 for 3 in the game. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 3 in the game. Holke bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ford hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holke moves to second. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.